It's Beat, it's a Sunday, and my next guest on the Sunday Grill this morning is an Irish yapper. Well, aren't we all? But David Murphy is living in Portugal. He's been there for almost 10 years now. And although he has the sunshine and the lifestyle on his side, he doesn't have the Irish chit-chat. Well, he does now because he did something about it and set up Irish Yappers, and he joins me on the grill this morning to tell us more. You're very welcome, David.
Hi, Orla. Thanks a million for having me.
I'm really looking forward to talking to you about this. I'm actually following a girl who is American and has moved to Ireland in the last 3 weeks. And her biggest take home is just how friendly and small talkery Irish people are.
Honestly. And that's unique to us, Orla, because I've gone to different countries. And it's amazing. Like I recently, now I'm living here about 10 years and you know yourself when you're away and somebody thinks you're English or whatever. And as soon as they hear you're Irish, oh my God, you know, it's so nice, come on in. And but the one thing I noticed is that I had English American friends here, for example, in Portugal, right? Mm-hmm. And when I was setting up the Yappers idea, I just thought, God, I love the sun and I love this, and but I just miss that crack and the yap that we'd have. And you know the way you'd say, like, oh, my ma's going to reef me and stuff. The Americans would be looking at you going, who's going to what?
Stop the lights.
So they don't get the lingo.
Yeah, exactly.
I use all that lingo, right? But they don't get it. So no. I thought, you know, I may as well just set up my own one. And when I was doing that, I said to some of my mates, listen, if you were away in a country and you heard like an English man or an American, what would you do? And their instant reaction was, oh, we'd run. We turned the other way and we'd run. And we don't do that. We're the opposite.
No.
We'd say, oh my God, you're from Ireland. Oh, how are you?
Yeah. But isn't it muddy water in a way? I was only talking about this during the week. Like when I was on my J1, for example, when I was in college, I didn't want to do the whole Irish thing. I didn't want to hang around in my GAA jersey. But at the same time, if I met someone who was Irish, I was delighted to talk to them for a while. Yeah.
And then see, there's two different ways that'll do that, because some people will want to avoid them. But then every now and again, you just need a little fix of Irish
completely.
People and Irish chat.
Yeah, so it gets your cynical outlook on life.
Exactly. But then I know people here already who, as you were saying, look, they'll move to Lagos and they'll be surrounded by the Irish community and they love it 24/7. Now, I'm somewhere in between. I'd be like, I'm in between. I'm like kind of, we do the Yappers twice a month. So I meet all the Yappers about twice a month. I set up a Facebook page. That's all it was. I came back in about 2000 and I was probably about 2019 or 20. And I was just saying, God, I miss, because I was in Ireland. I got all the chats and I was like, I really want to have that again. And I set up the Irish Yappers page. I just literally put it on Facebook and said, listen, does anybody else miss the kind of chats we'd have at home, the yapping, you know? And there was a couple of people said, oh, yeah, Jesus, yeah, no, we'd meet up. So Magella and Alan was two of the guys from Dublin and Leitrim, and they came first. And they loved the idea. And it just grew from that. And then what happened was, in the last couple of weeks and months, it's got so big that I started getting people in Spain and France and different countries going, oh,
So you've created an app now.
Yeah, so that's why I thought it's a logical step when you go from that to Facebook to social media. I said, well, maybe there's a need for it. What I thought I'll do is I'll try and get all the two things into it. I'll get all the Irish pubs in the world, if I can, into an app with directions and little kind of things about them. But then the main thing was the chat aspect. So that if you go onto the app, you download the app, say, on iOS. It's on for iPhone and Android.
Yeah.
So whichever one. When you open Orla, it'll tell you where you are using geolocation. So let's say you go to Madrid or you go to Beijing, whatever. It'll tell you, right, Orla, you're here. And then it'll say, right, there's like six other yappers around you here. So you can talk to them if you want. Or you can see there's six or seven Irish pubs here. Or there's an Irish shop that sells Barry's and Lion's tea bags. And, you know, it's kind of a one catch for everybody. So I like that idea that whenever you go anywhere, you'd say,
exactly. Travellers as well, wouldn't it?
Exactly. Mm. Well, that's one of my mates, Grace. She does that. She travels all over the world. And she was saying, God, Dave, I'm always trying to search for the Irish pubs and the Irish people, and I can't always find them in Thailand and places. But she said, with this now, once I have it, I'll be able to open and say, oh, sure, look, there's a girl called Mary. She's from Cork. I'll chat to her and see what she says.
Yeah.
And that's the idea. I think we're unique in that we seem to be the only race in the world that does that. Everybody else runs a bloody mile when they see.
And you know that if you were Mary or I was Mary and someone contacted you and needed a bit of help or a bit of advice, you'd be delighted to be helping them.
Absolutely. Because we don't mind that. Because, you know, when I moved here first, and especially I lived in England for a while as well, and I remember coming out of Victoria Station and asking somebody directions, and they thought I was a mental case, and they just ran. It was like, first of all, they had no clue what I was saying to them, you know.
And so tell me about yourself then. Like, why Portugal?
Well, I always loved Portugal. I brought the kids here about 25 years ago.
Okay.
And I loved that, I have to say. Once I saw it, I was like, oh my God. Because it kind of reminded me of Ireland in an old-fashioned way, that people would still talk and say hello to you and, you know, they're helpful and stuff. And but you had the sun and you didn't have kind of the, you know, the grey skies in Ireland that you kind of get used to. And I thought, do you know what? I said, maybe I'll get away with just a holiday home. So I thought, I'll buy a tiny little small holiday home. I'll save up and I'll do it, right? And I did that, but then that only got me more kind of addicted. I thought, oh no, I used to nearly cry in the airport coming home going, no, I don't go back to Dublin. I want to stay here a while longer. So I thought, you know what? I'd be like that, Laura, where I just said, sell the lot, move over and make it a go of it. And I love it. I've no plan B. So I thought, let's just go for it.
And you're in the Algarve, so you're on the coast. So life is a bit quieter than if you were in Porto or in Lisbon or somewhere like that.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's lovely, Jordan. Like, this is the best month. See, April, May, September, October, they're the best months in here because the weather is just nice. It's not too hot. It's not too many tourists. You have a great laugh. You can sit outside and have a coffee. Like, when I go back to Dublin and I say to somebody, I'll meet you outside, they're laughing at me going, David, you're not in Portugal, you're in Ireland. I'm like, oh, yeah, sorry.
There's more outside-y things now since the pandemic. And we love a sauna these days. Have you noticed that?
Actually,
when you're back home
That's
in Ireland.
There's a lot of people doing that. And you know the hot tubs as well, Orla. They're all in the hot tubs and putting them at the back end.
Yeah.
I love that idea.
So we've kind of evolved since you've been in Portugal last. And you're there for good, are you?
Yeah, I think so. I definitely find the lifestyle here is good. Now, again, I'm a bit of a traveller, so I'll probably move on at some point as well.
Okay.
But I do. Well, one of the things about the app that I'll do is it gives me a chance to travel around Spain and Portugal first, for example, to be able to go to the bars and say, listen, I have you on the app. Let me know what you think. Do you get people in? And, you know, so that gives me a great excuse. I'll put the dog in the car. Away we go. And we're going to, because you can drive to Spain. You see, living in Ireland, you forget it's an island. But when you're in Portugal, you can drive to Spain in 4 hours. You can drive to France
and
in 7 hours.
And you've expanded it into Spain at this stage. So there's a few other countries that are. And have you almost all the Irish bars listed now? Or I'd say that's quite a feat.
Yeah, it is, because there's about 5,000 of them, right? But what I did was, I said, I'll start it in Portugal. Naively, I said, listen, I'll just start it in Portugal. And there's like 80 in Portugal. I thought, well, that's easy enough. But then when I had it in Portugal, the rest of the countries looked a bit bare. And I said, here, I'll do Spain. And then I did Spain. There's like 400 in Spain. And I thought, okay, fair enough. And then I kind of did the UK. And then when it came to Ireland, I'm thinking, hang on. Ireland, every pub in Ireland is Irish. So do I need to do it? And then I thought, well, if there's tourists coming in, do you know what I'll do? I'll pick the four biggest ones, most Irish kind of themed in each county, and I'll stick them up. So I put the four in each county. So at least if you're in Ireland and you log on, you'll see there's four or five pubs around you close enough in the county that you'll see. And then hopefully you'll see more yappers. But it's more for when you're away, or because I think we know what we're doing in Ireland, but when you're away, you're lost. And you think, I don't know any Irish people. I don't know kind of where the stuff is. And the whole idea is like, where can I get, you know, because I have to admit, I can't do it without my Bardi's tea bags now. That's one thing. I can do it everything else, but I need my Bardi's. So I found the shop that does them here. So I'm advertising that as well, saying, listen, this is if you come over and you forget your lines or your Bardi's or
your
bachelor's.
So is this your business now? Are you hoping to make a wage from this?
At some point I'll see how it goes, because I'm not putting all my eggs in a basket. I'm a physio, so I literally do. I do kind of four mornings a week over here, because I moved over here. I'm not going to fully retire. I'm not going to work full time. I do four mornings a week, so it's grand. So I can do this on the off chance, you know, during the day.
Yeah, nice little research project.
Yeah, exactly. And I love sitting there and putting them all in and finding all these Irish bars. And it's so funny, the amount of bars and restaurants that tag themselves as Irish bars, and you'll see something like Latina Tapas Irish bar. You're like, yeah, not a chance. I'm looking for Molly Malone's and O'Donoghue's.
So do you say no to the Latina Tapas Irish bar then? You don't put that in?
Well, in fairness, I went in and I looked at them, right? If there's something Irish, or I'll check the reviews for the word Irish. And if there's something Irish, I'll give it to them. But some of them are just kind of, you know, okay, I'll just tag it as an Irish bar.
Yeah, and hope for the best.
But there's nothing Irish about it. And you'll read the reviews, or like, some of them say, even the Irish bars, they're saying, well, they're not really Irish. They've got like a picture of Guinness and a map of Ireland on the. But in fairness, I'll tell you know what, I'll give them a chance. They put it up, so fair play to them.
Because might be yappers,
I think
too.
When you... Well, then you know what? That's the idea. Whenever you go anywhere, you'll never see like a Portuguese pub or a Chinese pub or, you know, you'll always see an Irish bar in every city and every country you go to. You'll always find one. And I thought, you know what? Why not just list a lot, in fairness?
Yeah.
I thought I might as well. And I follow a guy on Instagram, and his idea was, when I started doing the research and I had the app half finished, I found this guy, Colm, that's Public Enemy on Instagram. And his goal in life is to visit every Irish pub in the world.
Wow.
And I contacted him. I said, Colm, I'm doing an app here. Bear with me. I'll have it done and you'll be able to check it out.
Wow. We'll have to talk to him as well. But in the meantime, let's send people over to your app. Well, let's do the Facebook pages first, because there's an Algarve social group. If you're ever in the Algarve or considering living in the Algarve, if you just look up Facebook and search for Irish Yappers Algarve social group, you'll find it there. But there is a global page, Irish Yappers global page. And then, of course, if you search for Irish Yappers on wherever you get your apps, you'll find it there. It's such a brilliant idea. I'm just thinking, you know, it's much easier to travel solo these days, but adding something on like an Irish contact abroad, even knowing that you can see that there's someone on a map that is Irish, really does help as well. Oh, David, thanks
and
a million.
And it's geolocation and it's live, exactly.
Brilliant.
Yeah. No, you're very good. I appreciate you taking the time to chat to me. So hopefully your listeners will have a look at the app and see what you think. And look, I'm on the app, so just look for me. I'm just under admin and you can message me on the app, because I usually message people. I want to get that community feeling across.
Yeah, lovely.
I don't like the idea of just downloaded an app and doing nothing.
Yeah.
So they can always message me on admin anyway there, you know.
Brilliant stuff.
Well,
that
good.
Is Irish
appreciate
Yappers.
That.
David, thank you very much. Enjoy the sunshine
and
we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Cheers. Thanks, Orla. See you. Cheers.